This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Adjusted to another census. No, this is not census. It's consensus. That's the word I'm looking for. Consensus-driven conversation. Not that we all have to agree. It's just nice if we get on the same page, figure out how the other person thinks, and then respect what the other person thinks. And see, Bentley agrees. Bentley, come on over to the mic. Where's Matt? Come on, Bentley. Victoria's running over and trying to get him quiet. He's fine. Right, Victoria and Jennifer and Kara. So let's go to California, Jennifer, for an update. There is another fire. The one up north is out, sort of, I guess, isn't it? But now there are more blazes. What's going on, and where in the heck are these problems now?
I actually had no idea there was a fire. The only fire that I saw was at Dodger Stadium because Dodgers won the World Series last night.
Boo!
They didn't win the World Series. I'm not getting ahead of myself. They won Game 1, which is exciting. Do you know where the cities are with the fires? Because I hadn't heard. They're not in my neighborhood.
Well, apparently, as of yesterday, the blazes in about 8,400 different structures. 42 people have been killed up north. So
that's the tally from Northern California. But as far as I know, all the fires are still either under containment or out up there. It's just they've been revising the structure count because as they go through and kind of go through that rubble that's left over, I mean, entire neighborhoods were just destroyed.
Yep.
The building count has gone up.
So here's the situation as it's exacerbated by the heat. My son told me yesterday that the temperature was way over 100, and that's all the way from Santa Barbara down to San Diego. Apparently the heat is what, in some circumstances, makes it so critical. It's called fire weather. And those of us who spend time in California know at this time of the year, last winter, actually, we had a lot of rain. And things were fabulously green through most of the winter and into the spring. But then, pretty much as usual, because Southern California, hello, is a desert, and things dry out, and because the greenery had been promoted by all of the wet weather, then there's more to burn. And so, in this circumstance, strong winds and the temperature being where it is, this is the area. As you understand, the more focused people are on the weather, up in Northern California, it's pretty much, as you suggested, contained. But there's a worry, there's a concern, because of the heat and because of the wind, that something like this would happen again. I don't know, how do you prepare for something like this, though?
I don't think you can. I mean, other than just know what you want to take with you if you have to leave your house quickly. I mean, that's the one thing that has come out of most of this is that you should have a go bag, basically, which has medication, a change of clothes, any important documents that you need. And if you have to get out of your house, you just grab that bag and you go.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the thing. I mean, I had a couple of nights ago, Sunday night, I hardly got any sleep at all because I had about 22 fire trucks go racing down my street because I live near a wash, near a canyon, and a homeless person had an encampment going, and they set a half an acre on fire. And because the weather is so dry and that wind, we've had such terrible wind. I mean, power outages, big swaths of places without power. They sent everybody that they could get their hands on because they didn't want this to spread because it just is so, so dry.
Well, the circumstances are like yesterday here in Massachusetts, we had very high winds. Power was out all over the place. Trees falling down on top of cars and houses and that kind of stuff. It just is part of a storm system, but it still is very warm here for this time of year. At the moment, it's 71 outside my studio on the farm, and it normally this time of year would be, at this time of day, 45 maybe. and it's very sticky, very heavy. So the things that we don't have a frost yet, which is good in a manner of speaking for those of us who are farmers, but it is it's a sign that things are staying warmer longer. At the end of October, not having had a frost yet, is pretty surprising. It's supposed to cool down by the end of the week, but there have been a lot of moisture. We needed a lot of moisture because in the last month or so, it's been dry here. Victoria, where you are in New York, it's been dry. Down in Washington, Carol, where you are, it's been dry. The whole East Coast has been pretty dry. And so that just it, what it does is bring attention back around to the climate change issue. Things are changing. The reason is not something that we all agree on, but there definitely is a different pattern to experience. And it brings about the reality. You got to wonder, this is what I always go back to think about what it was like in what is now California or those states before when there were some human beings, the natives, who warmed themselves with fire. When the fires got out of control, they just burned until they stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And there were plenty of circumstances. What people don't remember, unless you study the topography of the earth or the history of the geology of the earth, and the geography too, the weather and things that, like lightning storms and volcanoes and things that brought heat out of the center of the earth, would burn tens of millions of acres. And when that asteroid hit the earth in 65 million years ago, it burned the whole surface of the earth. The earth was completely burned and destroyed. There was nothing left on the surface of the earth. And so that it's just, we think of devastation as the nuclear bomb that was dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, and you look at that devastation. But that's what it looks like, by the way, in Santa Rosa. It looks exactly like that. You see pictures, video of up there, you'd think you were looking at Japan and World War II.
Looks like the moon.
Mm. Yeah, well, the earth is giving us the moon, in a manner of speaking. All right, while we're in California, population 39,250,017 as of July. 39 million people in one state, the most populous state. In that state, 44% of the people 5 years of age and older do not speak English at home. 44% of the 39 million people who live in California do not speak English. Same time, according to the info from the Census Bureau out this week, 18% of California residents 5 and older don't speak English very well at all. So that means California, Jennifer, is number one among the states that the percentage of people in both of these categories exist. So huge population that doesn't speak English very well at all, and 44% don't speak English at home. And if you look around the country, 21% speak a language other than English at home. 8% speak English less than very well. Texas is second for the percentage of residents 5 and older who don't speak English, 35%. There, New Mexico is third with 34%. New Jersey is fourth with 31%, Victoria.
What language is spoken in New Jersey, does it say?
It does.
What the other besides English? Because I would have guessed New Jersey. Right. I would have guessed that New York would be like, you know, number two to California.
New York.
Although Texas or New Mexico does make sense too, but yeah, I would have thought that New York would have been right up there.
Yeah. Well, this is going to fuel, pardon the pun of our discussing of the fires. This fuels the fire of discussion once again about what's going on and how the culture in the country is changing. Some people resist it. I have no reason to think, well, that's not really true. I'm not being honest. I find myself objecting to the helter-skelter way that we're trying to deal with the immigration problem. Because it is a problem, but we don't really have a plan. If you don't believe that, there was an NBC report on the border wall yesterday. I don't know if you saw this or not. You can go to MSNBC and look at this. The reporter is talking I think, one of the border guards, and there's a fence there. It's obvious the fence has been built. And while they're on the air live, three people jump over the fence from the Mexican side.
Saw that.
Did you see it?
Yes.
What was your reaction?
I laughed. I mean, it's this thing has gone viral because, you know, that's for so long, it's people, well, we don't want a wall. We shouldn't do this. It's not really a problem. And then as it's on TV, you see these people jumping over the wall.
Yeah.
It's just
a 30-foot wall, by the way. 30 feet tall.
So how did they get over the top of it? Do they just, like, shimmy down the side? Or
no, this was the existing border fence. This wasn't one of the prototypes.
Oh, okay.
They were showing the prototypes of the border wall, but these guys came over what was there existing. It was already existing and just crossed right in, came right over.
All right.
I think I told you this, too. I mean, the Border Patrol, I learned this just about 2 months ago. The Border Patrol is dealing with far greater problems than what we just saw at MSNBC with people jumping over. There's also this sludge of waste that's being pumped into our country by Mexico that's actually eating the rubber off of the bottom of their shoes. And, I mean, it's killing people. And no one seems to be talking about this. It's being dumped right into Imperial Beach in South San Diego County.
Yeah. On the other side, it's on the inside of San Diego County. The outside is the Pacific Ocean. The inside would be the inland desert. So, it's, Jennifer's right. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's paying attention to that. How dare they? Hey, that's kind of where I'm coming from. How dare they? We've identified a couple of problems already in this hour, and it's 18 past. Here's a problem. I can't fix those problems, but I can fix this problem. If you have high blood pressure, pay attention to the information that you hear here, or you can find at DougLikesBeats.com about Super Beets. Super Beets. Beets, the most powerful superfood you can put into your body. A lot of great veggies. You can get combinations of veggies with Balance of Nature. But this is a different kind of a product because it focuses on increasing your blood flow, period. That's it. And blood flow means energy. And energy means success. If you approach the day, if you approach your job, if you approach life with lots of energy, I'm not talking about phony baloney energy that you get from drinking those horrible juices, those muscle, whatever those things are, what do they call them? The
energy drinks. Yeah.
They're loaded with caffeine. Or a cup of coffee that's loaded with caffeine. Only Super Beets is made from just beets. Just plain beets. They're grown to exacting standards, yes, that's true. They're concentrated into superfood crystals, yep, that's true. And what's more true is that they promote the body's own natural ability to produce healthier circulation for increased energy, stamina, the kind of thing that Karen needs in the morning because she's there at 3 o'clock and we need a little sunshine in our lives, and that's the way to get it. Healthy circulation, healthy focus, powerful superfood. Victoria uses it. Jennifer uses it. And I don't mean this to sound disrespectful, but if you're smart, you'll be using it too. Get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order, plus free shipping and that strip that you can use to determine how much nitric oxide there is in your system. Do you need more or less? Some people do a couple, three drinks of Super Beets during the day. It just kind of depends on what's happening in their body. And you can monitor it and you can use it, and you can, at the end of the day, say, wow, I didn't realize I could get something like this from just a few ounces of water, or maybe put it in a little, I'm being more conservative with the way I do it. The girls make fun of me, because I've often put it in lots of different things, like an ice cream sundae or something. But it's
not quite the way it was
intended. Ice cream sundae.
Were you about to say not very smart? Were you about to say that, Jennifer?
No, I said not quite the way it was intended.
The ancient Romans used beets for energy and stamina, only they ate the leaves and the stems. Isn't that interesting? Beets are nature's multivitamin, and you get them at DougLikesBeets.com. Order them now, DougLikesBeets.com.
The It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
After the hour, Kid Rock doing his Warren Zevon impersonation.
I never understood how he was able to release this song with such a blatant sample. Right?
Didn't we try to figure this out? Didn't we try to figure this out about 6 or 8 months ago for some reason or other? I don't know. We never came to any
conclusions. Maybe you put him as a songwriter on it? I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe. If you give someone credit when you release it, sometimes it lets you do it. I don't know how it works.
Well, if you're... Jen, you started to say something.
Oh, no, this was actually years ago. This was when Richie McFadden was still with us, and we did lots of sampling of this song.
Right, well,
it's
we
actually
had that
been out for a
thing,
long time.
The Strafacci, or whatever his name was, that... claimed Coldplay had stolen his song. What's that, Seriachi? What's that guy?
My gosh. Oh, Strivion. Here, something
I don't
know.
Whoever. So then we started listening around. By the way, the chiffons are in the show that I'm... I talked about that off the air, right? So I'll talk about it on the air. I'm having a little birthday party for myself on Friday. We're going to an oldies concert, eight of my friends and I. And one of the groups on the docket is the Chiffons, and their song One Fine Day was the one that George Harrison was accused of stealing, and he had to pay him, even though... Well, the point, I think, what we came to as a conclusion, Jennifer, is that we got 8 notes in the scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. How you fiddle with them with all the instrumentation that there is around, and it's like there's no such thing as a new thought. How many creative ideas can we come up with to create new music in any genre with only 8 notes, right?
That's right.
And so this is Warren Zevon, or Kid Rock playing Warren Zevon. Anyway, the reason that we're playing his music is because he's been teasing a potential Senate run for next year, But he was on with Howard Stern yesterday, said the whole thing was just a ploy to drum up publicity for his new album.
But just think about how desperate people are for alternative Kid Rock.
Yeah, that there was
because he could have won. I mean, yeah. I don't want to disturb anybody, but Kid Rock would have won.
Yeah. So his new,
I would have supported him.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. Get all these loser incumbents out and replace them with Kid Rock. That'll teach him a lesson.
Plenty of losers around. That's for sure. New album is called Sweet Southern Sugar, by the way. It's out next week. Now, here's the thing, though. According to one election expert, Kid Rock was actually running for office, and his declaration on Tuesday was more of a dropping out than the jig is up. Paul Ryan, a lawyer for the group Common Cause, says that Kid Rock can tell anybody he wants that the bid was goofy, but legally it wasn't any joke. They filed a complaint against him in September, claiming he was breaking the federal finance laws by not officially announcing that he was running. The Election Commission rule that's in place mandates that a potential candidate file their papers of candidacy within 15 days of crossing the threshold of $5,000 in contributions. So, Kid Rock, how would you know if he doesn't tell anybody that he raised X number of money dollars, unless somebody said something?
You won't know, but it's pretty, I think it's pretty much like a foregone conclusion that he made more than $5,000 in T-shirt sales of Kid Rock for Senate.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's technically where they're saying if you're selling this merchandise that's promoting your candidacy, even if it's a fake one, that, you know, you're in trouble. I'm not sure what the fine is or what happens, but it looks like they may have something against him.
All right, as we're in the Kid Rock department, Little Kids Rock, founded by David Wish, is honoring Elvis Costello and Bonnie Raitt this year. Wish says, "The world is a messed up place right now, but in these days of discord, dissonance, and distraction, I'm constantly reminded by a truth that is as old as the human family itself. Music brings people together." That's so true. The thesis that put together Little Kids Rock, its annual benefit, which aims to provide music education to public schools. This year's benefit honoring Bonnie Raitt and Elvis Costello. And the founder of New York's famous music club Knitting Factory, Michael Dorff. Yeah, so this takes place. Where does this take place? It doesn't say where. Harry Connick Jr. Is somebody that's been honored, I think, too. Bonnie Raitt, I've always thought was fabulous. Don't you think she's fabulous?
Yeah, I love Bonnie Raitt. Right, yeah,
she really is. And let's see here.
No slouch on the guitar, too.
No, uh-uh. She had early on a little trouble with substances, but cleaned herself right up. Something about her that I just find expressively beautiful. So anyway, she's being honored, Elvis Costello is, by Little Kids Rock this year. 29 past the hour on DJV.
Be mindful that people are watching.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Anti-Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors years for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way!
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For the Wednesday briefing to continue, it's October 25th, 2017. We talk about what, well, we hope is of interest and import to you, things you won't find put together quite the same way anywhere else, because we're put together differently. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm put together differently. I know that. Jennifer Horn is put together differently. Victoria Keelan, yep, put together differently. Kara Schillen, and one of the sub-stars of the plot that thickens at Victoria's house is Bentley, a 9-pound little package of noise.
The Wonder Dog. We call it the Wonder Dog.
Bentley, the Wonder Dog. So let me just sort of circle back around, if I may, ladies, for a moment. We've been talking on the air and off the air. You can hear, by the way, some of our off-air conversations with the weekly podcast of the DJV Show. Go to djvshow.com and listen to the off-air conversations, which is more a part of what's going on there than here. But you might get a kick out of listening to Kara and Victoria and Jennifer talking about their shoe size or whatever the latest shopping thing is, or going to, what's that place for $3?
Oh, it's Brandless. That's
Brandless.
My jam. Oh,
my
gosh.
God, yes. Let's go space.
That's the best thing you ever gave me, Doug, the knowledge of Brandless.
No, I think the opportunity was the best thing I ever gave you. You've taken good advantage of it, and learning things like that was perhaps a... let's think.
I was trying to give you some credit here that, you didn't really deserve, but...
Well, thank you. I'll take credit wherever I can. Thank you very much. So, the idea of extreme weather, these fire events, climate change, the conversation... Here's the dollar and cents part of what this year has represented so far. All right, you ready? Sit down for this number. Between the hurricanes that attacked Florida and Texas and Puerto Rico and the fires in Northern California and other things, there have been floods and droughts, the usual stuff that goes on. But these, this year so far, the estimate is $350 billion in damage from the season to this point. Can you imagine? And we have to, there's a combination of people have to pay it partially on their own, partially insurance, partially the government. But the price tag is increasing, so some say, because of the impact of the events caused or created by the weather. Climate change impacts. And so, but again, I don't get into the discussion of why we have climate change, because it's a discussion that goes, it's one of those three or four things, that conversation never goes anywhere.
And it makes people crazy.
Oh, it does, like gun control or capital punishment or stuff like that. It just goes no place. All right, and then to add insult to injury, yesterday a new storm developed. So I've said on the air, apparently not correctly, that I thought the hurricane season is over, but maybe not so fast.
You jinxed us.
Is a developing tropical storm named Philippe that may flush its way into the Western Caribbean by the weekend. Disturbance likely to drift across the northwestern Caribbean into Friday and into Florida on Saturday. Likely to take a path parallel up the Atlantic coast of the U.S. with heavy rain, strong winds, flash flooding, that kind of stuff. Carolinas will get it by the end of the weekend up the midweek to the mid-Atlantic. And New England, well, maybe by Sunday or Monday. Well, I'll be in Italy, so it won't affect me. Too bad, ladies.
Nice.
Italy. Yeah. People always tease me. Italy. Or if you're Italian, go to Italy. No, you don't go to...
Nah.
Italians come from Italy.
No one says that except Sophia from the Golden Girls. She's the only person I've ever heard say that.
And me, perhaps. Yes? No?
You don't call it that. You're just...
What? I don't
you
call
don't really it. Say Italy.
No.
Oh.
Well, there's a... This is... my timing is great. There's a cab strike.
Humble brag.
It's supposed to, thank you. It's supposed to start this weekend in Italy. So, if you're... I don't know. I've never been to the area of Italy that I'm going in. Turin and a town called Damanhur. Those two areas are part of. It's in reality, it's kind of a walking. It's a hiking trip to visit certain special places. And so, yesterday I've had trouble. You've heard me talk about my ankle and my left foot, and I'm going to have an operation done on it this year. So about a month ago, I twisted my right knee, and the physical therapist says that I tore or damaged my meniscus a little bit, so now that's healed, But in the meantime, I put pressure on the front of my knee. So yesterday I twisted just the wrong way, and I could feel the bone go. So I went in to get that, but I'm going to walk probably, I don't know, 40, 50 miles. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to strap everything together to keep myself from going nuts, because this is something I've looked forward to for quite a long time, actually. The weather in Italy this time of year is fabulous. And I think Italy, other than the crazy people who live there, is a fabulous historical. I love history, and I love to go to places that have great historical significance. And Italy is just rich in that. Plus, Jennifer, maybe I'll be able to bring home some cheap wine.
Some cheap Italians.
Yeah. Cheap Italians and cheap wine, yes.
Yes, we're all about the wine and some pasta, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Right. Yeah.
Here's, by the way, as long as we're in Italy for a second, there's a food theme park. Little food news, because today's World Pasta Day, brought into existence as part of the World Pasta Congress in October 1995. The organization uses World Pasta Day to promote the eating of pasta, and we all think that Italy is the home of pasta, and I guess to a point it is. It's not the home of pizza. They maybe perfected it there, but it's not the home of pizza. So this is a theme park opening up the 15th of next month. It's all about food. $105 million it cost to put this place together. This is unlike anything that's ever been seen. 20-acre complex in Bologna, 108,000 square feet of orchards, pastures, gardens, rides, workshops, restaurants, food stalls, pick your own pasta, polenta. Who likes polenta?
Ooh,
you know what it is? Have you ever heard of polenta?
Yeah.
Ah, it's fabulous.
It's delicious.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right,
really. My Italian husband the other day had polenta at brunch and tried to tell me that it wasn't Italian. I was like, I'm more Italian than you are. Like, that's so
He was trying to tell you polenta didn't come
He's
from
like,
Italy?
I don't think polenta's Italian. And I said, just stop talking and eat.
Nice.
This isn't going to end well for you.
So there's a grown-up theme park as part of this, but also, they're trying to bring families into this, but they've bought 500 adult-sized tricycles with shopping baskets.
Fun.
That you'd be able to ride on to go around the complex and buy your food.
As long as I could ride with some wine and gelato, I'd be good. I'd be very happy.
But they got pastures, kind of a farm thing with some Jersey cows there. And nine kinds of pigs and goats and sheep and rabbits and geese and that kind of stuff. You'll be able to do anything and everything that you want. You walk around and watch the process as prosciutto is made. You see the wheat, the stone ground wheat turned into flour, made into the different kinds of pasta there. So this is described as a carb and wine paradise, Jennifer.
Ooh, fun. Perfect.
Yeah.
Jen, maybe you need to have a destination wedding.
Yeah, no kidding.
There you go.
That's
we'll come
right.
over there. 200-room hotel is being built for next year. So, as I said, it costs about $100 million to build. Admission is free. But obviously, they're expecting that people will come in and spend money in there buying things. They anticipate 6 million people starting next year a year. And of that, at least 2 to 3 million will become coming from other countries outside Italy. Great tourist thing. That'd be a great place if nothing else. I don't know that much about Bologna. I haven't been there either. I have always stayed away from northern Italy because it has a horrible reputation.
Ugh,
I've taken a train. What's that, Jen?
Horrible
it's
reputation
beautiful.
For what?
Pickpockets, crime, Milano,
yeah, but you know
Genoa.
What? The further south you get now, the crime is even worse in Italy, and it's so much.
Spreading?
To me, it's more. I mean, gosh, Florence and Venice. Oh, I loved it so much.
Florence and Venice. Venice is just something that you would never, ever, ever think you could experience unless you were there. You wouldn't. I remember being there and taking the boat ride around. It was.
Yeah, Venice has always been on my bucket list.
Fabulously.
People either hate it or they love it. Yeah. And there's really no in between. No one goes about Venice. And I love it.
Yeah, I think it's fabulous. I agree with you there. All right, so let's see. It's World Pasta Day. It's actually also National Doorbell Day. You want to see what kind of ghouls and goblins lurk at your door before you answer? Here's Andy Solomon with a very interesting story for you to listen to.
Halloween is here, and in celebration of the busiest day for your doorbell, it's also National Doorbell Day. Newtone, the company that invented the melodious doorbell 80 years ago, has launched a new smart doorbell. Home improvement expert Danny Lipford has more.
Newtone Knock is a revolutionary new video doorbell, allowing homeowners to see and speak to visitors from anywhere in the world with HD resolution on your smartphone or tablet. With integrated motion activation and night vision, you'll always know when someone is at your door, whether they ring or not.
And that's important because over 23 million Americans have had packages stolen from their homes, most occurring during the day while many of us are away at work.
Newtone Knock offers multiple advanced features that set it apart from existing video doorbells. It's easy to install thanks to built-in voltage detection and better Wi-Fi signal strength, allowing it to operate farther from your router. It's also durable enough to withstand harsh weather.
For more information, go to Newtone.com.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
Attention floor buyers, the 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 after the hour. Yep, today is National Doorbell Day. What does your doorbell sound like, Jennifer?
Ding dong.
Really? That's
ding
it?
Dong.
Ding dong?
I just like to call you a ding dong. Ding dong.
Oh, nice. Thank you. What's your doorbell sound like, Victoria?
I don't have one. We have the buzzer on our building is currently broken, so normally sounds like a buzz.
The lights flicker. That's how she knows.
Yeah. The dogs bark. That's how I know someone's here.
Caro, what's your doorbell sound
I also
like?
Don't have one, and the only way that people can call up to our apartment is if they actually call our phone, so it sounds like my ringtone. That's what it sounds like.
How do you let people in?
Well, there's this box in the main door, and
can you buzz them in?
Yeah, but they scroll down to our name, and then it calls straight to our cell phone. So then we just hit like 99, and it lets them know.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fancy
pretty...
and great when it works. about 50% of the time.
But that's an interesting sort of lead into our conversation that we have started this week to bring you into the familiarity zone with Vivint Smart Home. This is the number one smart home services provider in our country. They want to make your home smarter and your life easier, so it starts with the doorbell, interestingly enough. There's a camera that you get that is connected to the doorbell, and people ring the bell. The camera goes on. You can see who's there. Security cameras, smart thermostats, door locks, lights, door window sensors, smoke detectors, all kinds of things connected into this unified network with centralized controls. Vivint is very simple, very intuitive, kind of like using the iPhone, an iPad. I think they are very intuitive. The smart home of the future you can have right now. Call Vivint Smart Home at 855-718-6167. That's 855-718-6167. This is a fabulous, you kind of got to get into it now if you're going to give it to somebody for Christmas. But it's a great, for somebody who maybe lives alone, this is somebody in your family who lives alone, this is a great gift. Not expensive and very practical. Vivint Smart Home, 855-718-6167.
Ooh, yeah.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now 53 past the hour as we present Tech Talk Time. Victoria Keelan is here to clue us in on this new mental health app, or I guess there are a number of them, in fact. So we want to clue you into that. It certainly is time for that reality. All of us are supportive of this new product that I want to have you know about, underscoring Vivint smart home technology. I said this because we were talking earlier about it being National Doorbell Day, which is, it seems kind of silly, but when you think about all the things that, what starts at the door? Somebody that you don't know comes to the house, hits the bell, and you know who it is, and so you check them out. You know what's going to happen as this thing gets smarter? I would guarantee that Vivint will have, they don't have it yet, but sooner or later, an inexpensive facial recognition component to all of this stuff. The security cameras and the thermostats and the door locks and the lights and the sensors and the detectors and all of this stuff that makes you connected. We all think there's not, we use our imaginations and think, ah, they'll never be able to come up with something else, but yet, every time you turn around, there's some new kind of technology, and the folks at Vivint will be able to add that as you get started with the first of the new systems. So if you want, excuse me, a smart home you're into this, you should call Vivint Smart Home and unlock the door to their technology. Get a customized, affordable smart home system at 855-718-6167. I'm telling you. You can go to djvshow.com, see the banner ad at the bottom. Click on that. You can see some of the visuals that go with this whole technology. Fabulous stuff. 855-718-6167. That's the connection for Vivint Smart Home. 855-718-6167. I invite you to explore that world. Speaking of that world, the world of technology, the mobile app for mental health. There are how many of these, would you say? How many people are using
a lot. Yeah. There are so many of them. And, you know, going online and using mobile apps for mental health treatment was in the beginning when they first started launching. Obviously, the establishment and the mental health, you know, healthcare providers, they were not happy about this. However, there's new research out that actually shows that what they call digital mental health therapy can actually lead to measurable improvements in mental health. And if it's coupled with actual clinical support or group support, so there's a human component and as well as a digital component, they say that tends to be a very effective tool to treat all types of things. PTSD for veterans. There's a veterans app that's specifically for support for that. And just people in general who can't afford, or if their health insurance doesn't cover mental health care, or if they don't have health insurance at all, then what do these people do? You know, it can be a couple $1,000s a month to see a therapist. And if people can't afford that, then this is a very affordable option. And so these apps are getting better and better. In fact, even NASA says they're looking into the tools as a way to treat astronauts during future deep space missions, so that they're not just feeling isolated or, you know, and only being able to talk to Houston. They actually will be able to have, you know, therapy while they're out in deep space, which is great.
If you read that new book by the astronaut stayed up there, was his name Scott Brown? See, the fellow was up there for a year. Scott, I think something.
That sounds right, but I don't know specifically.
He's telling some stories they don't want him to tell about what it really is like to be up there.
It must just be
for a year. Oof,
frightening and isolating, and So it's great that technology is actually improving in that area, and even some therapists are getting on board and even starting their own apps so that when they're not with their clients, they still have a way to be connected to them.
All right. Speaking of connecting, Snapchat is the biggest, you say now, I think, Victoria, right? Don't you think Snapchat is
according to
social media?
Yep. According to recent data, Snapchat is still the largest social media platform. Instagram is second, and then Twitter, which is really dwindling, and then Facebook, which is really dwindling. It's only down to 7%, I think, of the population still uses it. But Snapchat really, I think, overplayed their hand. And this time last year, we were talking about spectacles. Those are the Snapchat sunglasses where you can actually record while you're on the go. And it seemed like a cool idea at first, and they were sold out instantly, and there's a lot of hype. Snapchat was so confident in these, they even changed their name to just Snap. Well, it turns out they only sold 150,000 of them, and they have hundreds of thousands sitting in warehouses. So if you would like some spectacles from Snapchat, now's the time to buy them.
Help yourself, boys and girls. 59 after the hour on the DJV program.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.